The puzzling illness that's affecting ringed seals in the Arctic is now officially an unusual mortality event, or UME. The designation by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration will free up more federal resources to investigate the cause. Walrus have also turned up with similar lesions, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is expected to declare its own UME soon. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Diseased ring seals started turning up sick and lethargic on beaches in Barrow in mid-July. Seals with similar symptoms have been found in Russia and Canada. Canadian veterinary pathologist Stephen Rafferty is on the investigating team. He says seals with hair loss have been found for at least 8 years in Canada, but these symptoms are clearly different.
What was really striking about this unusual event is as of May and June of this past year, animals were presenting with much more severe lesions, particularly around the eyes, the nares, and within the membranes between the digits of the hind limbs.
Besides skin lesions, most of the affected seals have fluid in the lungs, white spots in the liver, and abnormal growths in the brain. Some also have small lymph nodes, a sign of a compromised immune system. To date, NOAA has documented 75 sick seals. More than 60 have died. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service found walrus near Point Lay this summer with lesions very similar to the seals. No deaths among walrus have been attributed to the lesions. All along, a virus has been considered the most likely culprit, but so far, all of the known viruses labs have tested for have come up negative.
We've screened for 18 recognized pathogens, and these have all come back negative. There are additional tests that are ongoing and results are pending.
Rafferty says some viruses are difficult to find because they invade animals, cause damage, and then disappear quickly. The investigating team thinks some kind of infectious agent is probably to blame. That could include a virus, bacteria, fungi, or parasites. But the team is also looking at chemical contaminants or even radiation poisoning.
We're not ruling out any role by environmental factors.
Harry Rolls with NOAA in Washington, D.C. is coordinating the investigation. She says the University of Alaska Fairbanks is testing for environmental factors.
A lot of the other analyses, like the chemical pollutant analysis and the radionuclide analysis, take some time to get the samples submitted, and it takes some time for analysis.
Rolls says those results should be ready early next year, but a final answer will likely take much longer, a year or more. This unusual mortality event is the 55th that has been declared since 1991. Rolls says they require long investigations, and some don't ever come up with an answer. I asked her how this event compared.
This event is going across country lines, so it's transboundary. It involves multiple species, and it is quite intriguing to try to understand what the etiology may be, and it may be a multitude of factors. So I think this one is going to be complicated. I think this one is going to take a long time to tease out all of those factors.
Rolls praises the coordination between several agencies and governments in trying to understand the event. Subsistence hunters in Alaska have also helped a lot, supplying carcasses for necropsies and information. The hunters are being told to avoid harvesting sick-looking animals. New cases of diseased seals continue to be reported, mostly from the Bering Strait area. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.